The first one that I'm sure most of you will be familiar with is the general systems theory model, going back into the 30s and 40s, so you know, many, many years old. But this is the basic idea of a closed system, closed, relatively simple system put forward, and we have four components to this. We have the inputs, we have the outputs, the future state that we seek. We have a transition state where the inputs interact with one another to hopefully give us our output. And then we have the feedback idea. So this is the basic systems, a linear kind of linear systemic model with some feedback. The classic example people use here is the idea of a thermostat in a room to either regulate the heat or the air conditioning in a room. We set the temperature, we tell it what we want, the system takes the feedback from the air, feeds back into the system, and constantly regulates itself. So the system, simple system of a thermostat in a room is a very good beginning model to keep in mind. But as we move up, there are others.